Well, listen to that. Nice, nice, soothing music there. I am David Paul, and we're going to talk about transportation in the Northwest Oregon region today. And to do that, I have the Executive Director of the Sunside Empire Transportation District with me, Jay Flint.
Hello.
Jay, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Now, it's fair to say that the Sunset Empire Transportation District over the past couple of years, it's been in the news quite a bit. Talk a little bit about where you've been, where you are now, where you hope to go.
Sure. If folks don't recall, we've been in the papers a lot last couple of years, but just a short recap. Back in early 2011, we experienced almost a total collapse of the district. Things were really dire when some interim directors had to come in and try to clean things up. We went from about 50 employees down to about 16.
Really?
I was employee 17 when I got hired.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, in the fall. And we went from 11 routes down to 2.
Yike.
Yeah. And, you know, with that kind of reduction in service, that's just a complete shock to the entire county. That doesn't allow folks to get to all their appointments, their jobs, everything. So it was met with a lot of upset folks.
Yeah, well, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. And some folks don't know, you know, how close we did actually get to completely disbanding the district.
Was that ever an option that was considered?
Yeah, in fact, the interim directors almost had to pull the plug a couple times. We luckily got an emergency loan from ODOT to the tune of almost $400,000, and still working on how that's going to get repaid back in the future. We also, in the fall, actually, I got hired September 1 in 2011, and within my first 30 days in office, I had to secure a bank loan just for us to make payroll.
Oh, my gosh. That's scrambling.
Yeah. To say the least. Quite a start. You know, kind of hit the ground running in this
Boy,
job.
I guess so. Baptism by fire.
Yeah. Feels like I've probably experienced about everything a transit director can experience in the whole career, just smashed down into 2 years. So
pretty intense. Now, what did you do before you were the executive director of the district?
Well, I actually have a varied experience. I have a law degree. I worked as a regional planner for council of governments called CREST in the region. I ran a program at a nonprofit bank revolving around heritage preservation.
Heritage preservation, really?
Yeah, actually, I was part of the effort a couple years ago to create a national heritage area out here in the Columbia.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
Columbia Pacific National Heritage Area.
Yeah.
Which has still been tabled. Which necessitated my change of jobs. But that was an exciting project to be on for a few years there. It was pretty fun. And hopefully that gets revitalized at some time in the future. But that's for another story.
But so you got into transportation, or transit.
Yeah.
Didn't really have a background in that. So this has all been a learning process for you.
Yeah, steep learning curve. I believe what they were looking for was a skill set I had, which is namely some really strong organizational and management skills, as well as my legal background. The district was, besides financially being in trouble, was also legally in trouble. We had problems from the FTA. We had cease and desist letters coming about some of our operations. So we had to really clean ourselves up legally and comply with the laws. And so that my background in that kind of helped with that a lot.
Now, that's where the district's been.
Yeah.
Where are you now, and
yes.
And how did you get there?
Well, we have done a tremendous job in the last 2 years to try and rebound as fast as we can. For the first year is really a rubber band from almost no service to back up to we're up to 8 routes, and so that's not to where we were before, and we don't have the frequency we used to have. But we're working on it, and we're getting there. We'll eventually get there, but it's going to take a few years. We have saddled ourselves with a lot of debt from previously. And so, unfortunately, like half of our tax dollars right now is being diverted to debt servicing.
Ouch.
Some of it's great. one of it's still for the refinancing and rebuilding of the building that we're in now. The rest of it is for loans that probably shouldn't have been needed if things didn't get so dire. So we're sort of paying for that now still on the back end. And, you know, we'll do that for the next probably 5 years, being paying this stuff back. One of the most painful ones was to actually negotiate $1.5 million payback with the Department of Human Services. So we
the Department of Human Services.
Yes. So actually, a lot of folks don't know, but Sunset Empire Transportation District also runs a Medicaid brokerage. Mm-hmm. We actually provide medical rides for.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Northwest Ride Center, and we provide medical rides for Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook counties. And so we run a call center out of Warrenton that brokers these rides to private contractors who move these people around to their appointments.
Oh, is that like door-to-door service?
Correct. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, some of the businesses in town, you have Medics, Hot Shots, Wapato Shores. Some folks have probably seen these cars driving around.
Oh, so that is coordinated then through the Sunset Empire Transportation District.
Correct.
So you call the transportation district, say you need to make a doctor's appointment, you're a senior, call the district, say I need to go to such and such a clinic or such and such a hospital.
Well, actually, it's not. You don't call the district itself, you actually call the Northwest Ride Center.
Northwest Ride Center.
Okay. Yeah, we have separate phone numbers. We actually split our phone line out to where we have separate phone numbers for each. We have, and we treat them as separate entities. Part of the problems of the past was actually commingling of funds between the organizations, which is where we got into trouble with DHS. So those are two separate budgets, two separate payrolls, and then so we have to keep those as separate as possible, but with kind of an umbrella of administration that oversees both of them.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that service was offered. That's very interesting. That's where DHS comes in.
Correct. Yes, It's part of coordinating transportation services. It makes a lot of sense to coordinate services in areas, especially in rural areas where you don't have as many options for transportation. And so to coordinate those as much as possible is what we're looking to do.
Now, that really is a challenge because we are a rural area. Like, for instance, I live out in east of Astoria and Svensson. Now, if I wanted to take the bus somewhere, what would I do? How would I do it?
Well, we have a route called Route 30 that runs up and down Highway 30 from Warrenton up to Westport, where it connects up with the CC Rider from Columbia County.
So you make a transfer there at Westport?
Yes, correct. Right now. That may change in the future. But we're actually looking to revamp our service for next year and provide a bus service that goes all the way to Longview and Kelso directly from Astoria. So that would be wonderful development. That would be... You know, we're hoping to do that 3 times a day so folks can go to and from Longview to do shopping, to hit the train station, the Amtrak there in Kelso, connect up and down to Seattle and Portland via that way. So that's what we're looking to do. That may be the one major change we do in our service this year.
So I could conceivably get on the bus there at Country Market in Svensson at the Svensson turnoff. Pay on the bus or prepay? Or
Yeah. We actually provide... several methods of buying tickets. You can either go to the transit center and buy tickets in person there or monthly pass. You can always buy on the bus. All of our bus drivers have monthly passes, have single-use tickets. They have daily passes. You can do all that on the bus. And that's probably the easiest if you're coming from Swenson.
Now, your fee schedule is distance-based, isn't it?
Correct, yes. Unless you have the $5 daily pass, which gets you anywhere in the county, you know, for $5 for that day.
So $5, you can go from clear South County, clear up to North County, West County.
Yeah.
Anywhere, back and forth, unlimited trips.
Correct.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, best thing going. Better than paying for gas.
That's for sure. Now, Terry, you were mentioning that...
I have a relative who lives in Seaside, and he's legally blind, and he has to come into Astoria for various trips. But he says the transportation to and from Seaside right now is so spotty that he may have to do a five-minute task up here in Astoria, and he has to wait for a long time to get back home.
Well, actually, there's a couple options there for him besides our public route or our fixed routes, which unfortunately currently right now have been reduced to between Astoria and Seaside to every 2 hours. It's a 2-hour loop. I'm working to get that to be hourly loop again. I was hoping to get that done this year, but with the reduction in ODOT money that we're getting, we're not going to be able to do that this year. However, if someone is legally blind and can qualify for our paratransit services, then they can actually get a bus that will come and pick them up directly from their house and take them to their appointment. And it's twice the price of what the fixed route would cost for that area. So that for the paratransit services, those are for folks who have a difficulty accessing fixed routes. And so if you do have a difficulty accessing a fixed route and you're within 3/4 of a mile of a fixed route, so basically Highway 30 and in the cities and 101, then you can qualify for our paratransit services. We have two buses. They're the smaller buses that you see driving around of ours. They go pick people up individually and take them to where they need to go. And you call in on that. You call the district at 503-861-7433, ask for paratransit, and you can schedule a ride. Typically, they ask for at least a couple days, at the minimum, like a day ahead of time, to schedule that. But that is an option, but you do have to qualify for that. So they'd have to come in and fill out an application and then qualify for that service.
So that would be riders with disabilities?
Yeah. They'd have limited mobility.
And they would call the transportation district. This is a separate service from the Northwest Ride Center.
Correct. This is part of the fixed route services, part of the bus service. And we do have a mobility department. We have some mobility managers who actually can help people and assist people in accessing the transportation system who do have difficulties. They can come and even do things. We have a program called Ride Pal, where they'll even come and do one-on-ones. They'll come to your house, help folks, you know, this is where you go, you know, if this is where you live, this is where you go, this is how you access the bus, this is where the bus can take you, and they can actually step by step lead you through that process.
Almost like a transportation counselor.
Yeah.
Walk them through the process step by step.
Yeah, we'll have to get them little badges that say certified transportation counselor.
That's a great service, really, because for a lot of people, trying to figure out where to catch a bus, all the negotiating the routes, that can be pretty intimidating.
Yeah, especially for folks who aren't used to it, who have never done it before, and maybe have some extra limitations, it can be very intimidating. But, you know, it's also very liberating once you get there. You know, it's so rewarding to see someone who's never ridden the bus before. They get trained up, and then, you know, before you know it, they're just cruising
everywhere
they
want to
go. Yeah, and it's really wonderful. And you know, for seniors and those with disabilities, you know, a monthly pass is only $30.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so it's really affordable for folks who are on fixed incomes or limited incomes.
So a monthly pass for folks with disabilities that for the paratransportation, that would only be $30 if they're on a fixed income? Or?
Well, there's a little difference there. The $30 pass is for our fixed routes.
Okay.
For paratransit, it's per trip.
Okay.
It's a federal law that is twice the cost of a fixed route. So if, say, Astoria to Seaside was $3, then Astoria to Seaside paratransit would be $6 one way.
Well, that's great. How much is a pass? How much is a pass just regularly, a monthly pass, for somebody, say, like me?
Yeah. A fit man like yourself who could walk around and doesn't need to qualify for services or for our special services, it would be
$45. $45 a
month.
Uh-huh.
Which is still a deal considering that's probably less than the cost to fill up one time on the gas tank.
It is when you have a vehicle like mine, unfortunately. So, and that you have unlimited travel anywhere in the system for that amount.
Correct.
And you could go back and forth in one day anywhere you want to in the district.
Yeah, all month long.
That is a great deal. And you are listening to Coast Community Radio, 91.9 KMUN in Astoria, 89.5 KTCB in Tillamook. We're streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. I'm David Paul talking to Jay Flint, the Executive Director of the Sunset Empire Transportation District today, about transportation, mass transit here in the northwest corner of our state. Now, I said northwest corner of Oregon. Do you also have connections with southwest Washington?
Oh, we do, actually. Pacific Transit, the transit for Pacific County, they come actually to our transit center in Astoria 4 times a day. Two of the routes kind of go, when they go across the bridge, they go east, and two of the routes go west. So yeah, we do have regular daily connections over there.
Now, is a pass for the Sunset Empire Transportation District, does that apply to Pacific Transit? Is there sort of an agreement there, or?
No, although that would be something that we'd like to explore in the future. We haven't had a lot of developing of our routes between Pacific and Columbia or Clatsop County, except for what we have now. We actually used to go over to Pacific County previously before the downturn. When the downturn hit, we had to kind of pull back, and we kind of sucked in, and so Pacific County started coming to our side to pick riders up. So that coordination took place. And that's kind of where we're at now. And in the future, hopefully, we'll get to a point where we can start bringing our own routes back over there.
But conceivably, right now, you could catch a Pacific Transit bus here at the Transit Center in Astoria,
yep.
Cross the bridge, go, well, all the way up to Olympia, Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beyond.
You can go all over the place with transit. We all connected. And that's the beauty of it.
Now, there's been more of a movement toward coordinating service between transportation districts here in the northwest corner. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, I'd love to. A couple years ago, about 3 years ago, five counties in northwest Oregon here, they're Columbia, Clatsop, Tillamook, Lincoln, and Benton counties, all got together to talk about how rural areas can better partner, better coordinate to create a better level of service for our consumers and our riders. Out of that came a grant with the Department of Energy, Federal Department of Energy, to build a pilot program on how we can provide. The goal of the program is actually to provide a seamless service experience for the consumers, for our riders. And so we want to market ourselves, we want to brand ourselves, we want to provide transportation services to the outside person that feels like it's seamless between all five counties.
So five districts would essentially become like one district.
Well, in a sense, we do for the traveler, for the passenger that wants to go between the counties out to the coast from the valley and the valley to the coast. We want to seem like a seamless service, like one large coordinated service. From that, we've created several ways to do that. First and foremost, we have our website. This is nworegontransit.org, and you go there. The whole system is called the North by Northwest Connector. And so the connector, our tagline is be driven. So you be driven to the coast, be driven to play, be driven to work, be driven to your appointments. You know, be driven. Let us do the driving. You know, sit back, relax, read a book. Listen to your headphones, play in your iPad, whatever you do nowadays, and let
text,
us do the driving.
You can text safely.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can text and ride. There's nothing against
text
that.
Text and ride, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking to do. And we're starting with this website. And you can go there. We actually have some innovative Google Transit tools that we created.
Google Transit. I've never heard of Google Transit, but of course. I'm kind of behind the curve on these things.
Oh, Google Transit's a great thing. So probably everyone knows about Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
All use it, probably. Google Transit is actually, transportation agencies actually upload all their transit information to Google. Google puts it on their maps, and so they overlay the all the routes on Google Maps.
Oh, you're kidding.
So you can see all the routes on the maps. You can actually type in, you know, I want to go from Lincoln City to Astoria, and it'll give you the route layout of which buses to connect with.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where to get on, where to get off, and the times of all
transfers, transfer points, the whole bit. Will it give you fare information as well?
For the fare information, there's two ways of doing that. You can either go directly to our websites, and there's links to all five counties. You can just go straight onto a bus and pay for it with the driver on the bus.
And the driver will figure it out.
Yeah. And then, but also, too, the other side of this, and what I'm really excited to talk about for this project, is a coordinated visitor's pass. And so if you would like to go up and down the coast for either 3 days or 7 days, you can buy a visitor's pass that will take you on an unlimited basis up and down the three counties of the coast from all the way from Astoria down to Yahats.
Yahats?
Yahats.
That's a long way.
Yeah. And it's awfully
pretty.
That's
down past Newport.
It is. And if you haven't been there, It's worth it to go to on a bus.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to worry about...
You can look out the window and see the coast.
You don't have to look at the road.
Oh, yeah,
You can just kick back.
That's the hardest part about driving up and down 101. It's so beautiful, you want to stare out the side of your car the whole time.
And if you do, you're in trouble.
Yeah. So that's where buses come in. Let us do that for you. You take the time to sightsee and let us do the driving for you. So that you can buy on all the buses in any of the five counties.
So you can buy the pass, the North by Northwest Connector Pass, from a bus driver.
Correct.
And say, I want to go for 3 days.
Yep. $25.
I want to go for a week.
Yeah, that would be $30.
Give the bus driver $30. You get a week pass, and you can go anywhere.
Yep, up
and down the coast, and you have a trip to and from the valley if you want to, say to Portland or Salem or...
Yep. One of the goals of this project is actually to market this to folks in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about the congestion out here on the coast.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we do.
And us locals would all love to see less of those cars on the summertime on the roads and more folks here.
Yeah, we like the folks.
Because we like the people, but we don't like all the cars.
No.
And so in order to be able to do that, what we need to do is increase transit, increase public transit, get folks out here in larger quantities via the buses. And so this pass is going to be marketed. We're going to put this on OPB, on other stations in the Portland area, start marketing it there, trying to get folks in the Portland area to go, because there's a whole movement there, you know, in the metro area about ditching their car. You know.
Yeah, sure. Flex cars and zip cars and rent a car agencies like that.
And we're offering a cheaper option, you know, than those kind of car options. You know, for $30, you could be living in Portland, buy one of these passes, take one of our routes out to the coast. You can either take Highway 30 via Columbia County to Astoria and then connect up with us with Sunset Empire and then get all the way to Astoria. Or you can go, Tillamook actually has a direct bus that goes from Portland all the way straight down to Tillamook.
Over the Wilson River.
Correct. Or all the way down in Albany. You can take the Coastal Valley Express that goes from Albany all the way out to the coast to Newport. So there's several ways to get out to the coast. And when you're here, you can go up and down all you
unlimited.
Want.
Unlimited.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Unlimited. Yeah, my little train of thought. Where was I going with this? Yep. Yes, is it hop on, hop off? Once you have this pass, can you just hop off anywhere you want to on the course? Say, hey, this looks interesting. I think, I'm going to check Yahats out, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. And we're looking at growing this thing. This project is in the tail end of a three-year project. Actually, the grant ends in a few months. And then
oh, really?
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Oh, is that right?
We do get a little supplemental revenue from that to help pay for some of our route system. However, we're also limited. We're limited to the five counties. We have other people banging down the door wanting to join this organization. So this Trans Alliance is going to grow.
Is that right? You think so?
Yeah. And well, we already know so because we know Highway 18 that goes from Grand Ron to Salem and then down to Lincoln City. They're already wanting to get in and join the connector. And so we're looking at the service that goes through there, connecting up with our connector service and marketing that with the connector as well. So this is going to grow. We're going to bring more partners in. We're going to grow the region the connector offers. And, you know, we're going to get to a point where it's going to be easier for people just to jump on the bus and ride through all of Northwest Oregon than it is to take your car. That's the goal.
Wow, that would be something.
Yeah.
That would be something. It'd be a great way to see the coast. It'd
yes.
be a great way to travel.
Yes,
if you have visitors out here from other parts of the country, you know, they have that option of renting a car, but they could just hop on the bus
and
for $30.
We have a lot
for
of
a
that.
Week. What is it for a rental car?
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Probably $30
a day. More than $30 a day.
Yeah.
So that's a great option.
Yeah, we actually have, you know, people would be surprised at how many folks we get calling in that, hey, my parents or my cousins or something are flying in, you know, to Portland. How do I get them out here to the coast without taking a car? And, you know, because they have access to cars and other things out here, but they need to get out here to do that, to visit relatives. And so we do a lot of that trip planning. We can trip plan people. You know, we connect up with the Northwest Point, which is a private contractor that comes up. It's a Greyhound affiliate that comes up and goes from Astoria to Portland twice a day. And that connects up with the rest of the Greyhound system that goes around the country. So we plan people's trips from Astoria all the way to Brownsville, Texas.
Is that right? So somebody can call the Sunset Empire Transportation District, say, hey, I want to get to Brownsville, Texas from Astoria. How do I do it? And you'll tell them?
Yeah, we can trip plan that whole thing out. Our mobility department does trip planning as well. So we can help people get anywhere they need to in the country via transit. And we can help them get there and help them buy the tickets and do the whole thing.
Oh, no kidding. So they could buy every ticket that they would need to get to Brownsville, Texas.
Yes.
Right here in Astoria.
Yeah,
you would tell them how much it's going to cost, get them the tickets that they need, tell them where they have to transfer.
Yes, we actually sell Greyhound, where it's called Interlined with Greyhound, at our office at Transit Center in Astoria. And so we're looking, we can, through that, sell you tickets all the way to Florida or wherever you'd like to go.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
So that's something. Then can they do that online, or is it strictly telephone?
No.
Actually, I'd probably rather do it on the telephone, talk to a human being.
Well, that's because you have just a great radio voice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's why. But yeah, you can do it online. So it's really, the Greyhound has an online ability, and you can actually pay for it online, and come to this, come down to the transit center and actually pick up your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So they make it really easy to do.
Pretty seamless.
Pretty
seamless. I had no idea, because it can be kind of intimidating, you know. How do I do it? That's the first question. I want to do it. I want to get out of the car. I want to, you know, cut down on greenhouse gases. I want to have a smaller carbon footprint. But how do I do it?
Yeah, and that's our goal, really, is to find more what we call choice riders, riders that choose transit, that don't have to. You know, they have cars, but they choose transit because of those reasons. Maybe it's a smaller carbon footprint, but maybe it's just convenient and it's easier not to worry about parking. We're really going to work on targeting employers, large and small, on how to help get their employees to and from work. You know, most employers don't know that actually their employees can get transit passes pre-tax. And so if a business signs up for this with the IRS, they can take out money from their paycheck pre-tax to pay for our $45 or $30 monthly pass. And so it would be that much cheaper. It'd be a discount to actually to the rider.
So the employee then does not pay taxes on that amount, as that doesn't count as part of the taxable income then.
Correct. So, you know, your $45 pass is whatever your tax rate is, you get that much savings basically off your monthly pass.
So, you're giving yourself a tax break.
Yeah.
While you're buying this.
That's
this
always
pass.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always a good thing.
So we're looking to do that, to grow those types of community partnerships, both with private businesses and with other agencies. There's a lot of innovative things that we're looking to do besides the connector system locally that we are trying to market and promote. We're bringing back the Seaside Trolley this year, back to on the weekends in Seaside, to try to promote tourism ridership on the buses. So we're doing a lot. We're going to maybe implement some audio tours on our buses.
You mean like a guided tour?
Yeah. And one of the coolest things, what we're working on that could happen later this year, is actually an app for folks that you can go on and actually see a map and see where the bus is on the map. So no longer have to call.
Oh, we'll know where it is.
Yeah, people can look for themselves.
How's that going to work? Just technologically.
We just got a grant to put in a whole new bus camera system. And that bus camera system is GPS tracked.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so we can use that GPS tracking on that camera system to tie into a map. And then we're going to create access for passengers to be able to go online and see where our buses are at all times.
David? It works exactly the way the river pilots can track the ships up and down the river.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be super cool. So
okay.
That's coming. That's some great things to look forward to in the future.
Well, Terry's gesticulating here. We could go on and on and on about this. This is really exciting, Jay. It makes me want to check it out, hop on the bus. And just a reminder, well, Jay, thanks for coming in. Any contact information you want to throw out there really fast?
Sure. Our website is ridethebus.org. It's always the best place to get it. Our phone number is 503-861-7433. And I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. And that's about a wrap. Thanks for listening.